You're listening to Reflections West with David Moore and Lisa Simon.
Featuring stories and ideas of a diverse American West.
This week we're reading a reflection from Bud Sheff Jr., founder and director of Nine Pipes Museum of Early Montana on the Flathead Reservation. Growing up on his grandfather's ranch at the foot of the Mission Mountains, Sheff developed an appreciation for the preservation of culture and history, especially through oral storytelling. He shares this bit of family history.
On December 13, 2013, I attended the wake of John Conco in St. Ignatius, Montana. I thought about the generations of stories that told of the lives of this man's family and my own. I figured the two families had been friends for 105 years. I remembered a story my grandmother, Marie Sheff, told about how she had met John's grandfather. It was in 1905 that my grandfather, Ovila Sheff, married Marie in Ontario and brought her back to the Mission Valley. One day she was gardening when three Indian riders galloped up on horseback, shouting a war cry. A strong-willed young woman, Marie never budged, instead asking in French if she could help them. Impressed with her bravery, one of the men introduced himself as Aeneas Conco, and his friends as Philip Pierre and Baptiste Bonaparte. They rode away laughing and whooping. Before long, my grandparents were good friends with Aeneas and his wife Sophia. My dad used to tell us there were a lot of moccasin tracks between their homes. Eventually, my grandparents moved back to Canada. In 1953, grandmother came to visit. She was almost blind, yet she recognized Aeneas, now 80, sitting in the front pew of the St. Ignatius Mission. She put her hand on his shoulder and said, "Aeneas." Blind himself, he stood up, recognizing her voice. They embraced, weeping. This was to be their last meeting. Aeneas walked on in 1954. My grandfather, Ovila, followed him the next year, and then Sophia. Strong-willed Marie lived another 27 independent years, moving back under the protective shadow of the Mission Mountains for the last five. At the age of 96, she announced in her no-nonsense way that she was done here.
Sheff pairs his reflection with a poem from the book Otherwise We Are Safe by Olivia Stifler.
Olivia is Bud Sheff Jr.'s cousin and a granddaughter of Marie and Ovila Sheff. In the poem aptly titled Throwback, a professor scrutinizes a young Indian girl's features as her mother warily observes.
Throwback. The professor studies the planes of her face, registering with surprise the dusky skin, taut as the surface of a drum, catalogs the high cheekbones, angling from almond-shaped eyes the color of buffalo grass in spring. Mentally, he changes the eyes to charcoal, straightens the long dark hair, and makes it darker. The paleontologist in him cannot resist. What tribe do you belong to? Though the question rattles her, her expression remains fixed and spare. She does not see what he sees, the inscrutable Iroquois eyes, the Ogallala Sioux face, dark as a wooden mask, does not recognize the ancient grandmothers watching her in every mirror. But buried beneath the umber skin and shifting in the silence of her chiseled bones lies a deeper mystery. Only I, who know her well, perceive. The old ones have also claimed my daughter's soul.
A poem by Olivia Stifler.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Austin, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana and Lively Times, Montana's source for arts and entertainment.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.